Welcome to the Social Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Ting Song from Merrick School of Business, the University of Baltimore. She recently published an article entitled Empowering Entrepreneurs, Age, Telework, and Geographic Context in Transitioning to Knowledge-Based Self-Employment. She co-authored this paper with Anchen Yu and Shashank Karki. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Telran Francis. Ting, welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Vincent.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Yeah, talking about the origin of the paper, it's actually threefold. First is about telework. As we know, we were in the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lot of people work from home. And for me, I have been long believed that telework offers more than just the potential time saving, flexibility, sense of control that everybody knows that. But also, I noted that telework itself fosters a relaxed, autonomous environment that can support innovation, creativity, and human flourishing. For the perspective of self-determination theory, autonomy over one's work enhances intrinsic motivation, sense of competence, and competence itself, productivity, and crucially, creativity. Those are the very core fundamental traits of entrepreneurship. So there I see some linkage between telework and entrepreneurship. And I believe there is mechanism between telework could offer to support entrepreneurship pursuits by providing the flexibility as well as digital literacy and autonomy, particularly in the knowledge-based roles. Talking about knowledge-based, I have been long interested in knowledge-based economy, and older workers, particularly perceived as technologically proficient, less technologically proficient or technologically obsolete often. So during the COVID-19, there was a general belief that and remote work is widespread, but that's not for older workers. So a lot of people believe older workers are unable to adapt or unable to adapt or survive well in the telework world. Telework can, in fact, be age-friendly. And previously, I published a piece on digitalization and old entrepreneurs. That's actually I'm always interested in the intersection between aging technology and the occupational choices. And so therefore, in the knowledge economy, that's a big context setting up my interest in intersecting not just telework and entrepreneurship, but also the aging population. I believe there is a contrast between the general public perception and actual potential benefits of telework inspired my deeper investigation into this topic. And of course, in this article, I also add the spin of the space. And because no matter it's aging or telework, the motivation of being entrepreneur and the possibility of being entrepreneur, it's mostly talking about no matter from psychological, socioeconomic background, it's more from the microeconomics perspective. There's also the macroeconomic perspective in terms of the geographic, socioeconomic, overall aggregate context. So therefore, the spatial lens is important, and particularly the different spatial heterogeneity, different spatial background, geographical location, give the regional economic setting or the industrial composition, social history, and cultural norms. All this provide contextual elements of the whole entrepreneurship. And in this case, I focus on self-employment mainly because of measurement. And so therefore, I put the telework, the digitalization piece, aging, and space together into this paper. So this paper investigates whether telework increases the likelihood of entrepreneurship among workers, especially for older adults, older workers. It examines whether this relationship was triggered by the pandemic-induced telework or reflects the pre-existing telework, because I believe those two are quite different. And therefore, in this article, we actually segment into four different telework tenure, and also how spatial context mediate this relationship between age and different telework and telework tenure and how they enter into based self-employment.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
There are quite a few. First of all, it is the first to analyze the combined dynamics, effects of the age, space, telework on older workers' transition into the knowledge-based self-employment. And from the theory perspective, the integration of multiple theories from the psychological, like self-determination theory, talking about motivation, to the utility theory, like the procedure utility, and the labor econ theories like the job demands resource models. And also there are some of social gerontology theory perspective there and the spatial economics theory in terms of related to why space matters, why spatial heterogeneity matters, contrasting the two different spatial model. So therefore the second contribution is complexity of spatial contexts that employs both a global and a local logistics regression. And in the global one does not necessarily consider the spatial heterogeneity, why the local logistics regression considers spatial heterogeneity, in this case, self-employment dynamics. That brings in the methodological advancements of this paper. This is for the first time, actually, a novel customized geographically weighted logistics regression with sampling weights. So the geographically weighted regression has been a while. In this paper, we customize the geographic weighted regression into geographically weighted logistic regression and also adds the sampling weights, which was previously geographic weighted regression did not have that. So we're adding both the logistic part and the sampling weights part. So those are the first time this model being customized. And because of that, we were able to reveal the neighborhood level dynamics missed by the global model. And the sampling weights helps adjust more accurately for the census data. And also, this is methodological contribution that enhances this in robustness of this finding. And that we believe that offers a model for the future studies in regional entrepreneurship as well. And also theoretically that integrates different perspective with also the empirical analysis. So this paper has both theoretical parts and empirical parts, relatively long in that case. And is also distinction between different telework tenure, which is also new. And it has four different telework tenure, including those who never teleworked, those who used to telework before the pandemic, but not anymore after the pandemic started. And the third category is those who become newly teleworked. And the last category is those who always telework. And another very important contribution is this article adds a spin into the age-related insights, particularly for older work in this case, defined by age 50 and above. And that's related to my previous work related to age and digitalization and entrepreneurship. And we also find that age actually amplifying telework's impact on self-employment, particularly for workers aged 50 and above. And we also find that each additional year of age increases odds of self-employment by certain percentages for telework, and cumulative they become even larger effect over time. And the gap in the self-employment propensity between different telework tenure groups actually widens with age. So actually in the graph, we see the curves with four different telework tenure. Lowest one is never telework, and then is newly telework, then used to telework, and always telework. And the gap between those four curves for their odds to become self-employed become larger and larger with age. So the gap enlarges with age. You see the clear diverging trends with age. So that is very interesting. And this contribution underscores telework's potential to empower older workers by leveraging their experience and digital literacy for entrepreneurial ventures. And also related to that will be policy implication to support later life entrepreneurship, highlighting the digital literacy and telework for older workers. And that's addressed some of the inclusivity and economic participation among aging population. I think that's an important contribution of this paper. So those are the major contributions that I highlight in the paper, and I believe as well.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Yeah, it's for the theoretical challenge, mainly because this paper integrates multiple different theories covering like televocational, age and space, multiple perspectives. And the theories, including, like we mentioned earlier, from psychological self-determination theory, utility theory, like procedure utility, right? And job demand, job resource models, and somewhat sociogerontology theories, different arena, and the spatial economic theory. So the multiple theories put inside the complexity of integrating those multiple theories. And it's actually not easy. And also integrating the individual as well as a macro context. And so this took some effort to massage those theories to work in our theme and to explain our method, explain our hypothesis. And we have actually quite a few hypotheses in the paper. That actually is a big important reason make this article relatively long, because a lot of nuances that I try to interpret from those theories. And also my methodological challenges, there are, first of all, the endogeneity and the causality issues. Typically, we worry in the methodology part. In this article, I used the time lag from the current population survey and try to capture those who in the job transition from first job to later job. So there's time lag. However, because of this current population survey, which limits the time span I could do, because the current population survey can track an individual worker maximum up to 16 months. So therefore, I would not be able to track like years after, 2 years, 3 years after, whether there's job transition, how the occupation, the choice change. So that's one limitation from the data. That's part of the reason I'm thinking of if there is other alternative data, allow me to do that, might be better. But current population survey is very good because it has a very rich economic and demographic background, and including also space. And also this shows the job transition, and it's nationally collected. So that's very helpful. Other related to the data limitation, it could be the entrepreneurship measure. That's why this paper focuses on eventually on the self-employment, because the current population survey itself is not a measure of entrepreneurship. It's focused only on self-employment. However, that is one of the best self-employment measure in America. And in measure of telework tenure, I used the panel in this current population survey on the telework part. However, this question was not asked until the pandemic. Therefore, for the pre-pandemic telework measure, there's no time points. We don't know when a person actually teleworked before the pandemic. We'll only know the question only related to whether you teleworked before the pandemic. So that gives the uncertainty of how long a person be exposed to telework before the pandemic. So that's something I would like to know more if the data is possible. So therefore, some other possible data if can offer this similar insights ready to explore further. And of course, the geographically weighted logistic regression with the sampling weights, this first time we try this model, we customize it. It's great. We figure out how to do that, but also the computational complexity as to the time. Each time when we want to test run this model take a long time. So the complexity requires a lot of the computer power to do the algorithm.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe is the most counterintuitive result?
Yeah, this is very interesting. At the very beginning, when we had the four different groups, naturally, we would think the four groups are, again, those who never teleworked, those who newly teleworked, so started telework in the pandemic, and those who used to telework, as well as the last, always telework. One of the most surprising findings was that individuals who had been teleworking only prior to the pandemic were actually more likely to become self-employed compared to those who started telework during the pandemic or after pandemic started. Initially, I assumed that the opposite, assumed that the newly teleworked group would show a greater propensity for entrepreneurship due to their demonstrated adaptability and the quick transition to a remote work environment. After all, embracing telework in a crisis seemed to be a signal for entrepreneurship and particular entrepreneurial readiness and agility. However, on the deep reflection, the finding actually makes sense. Those who had already been teleworking before the pandemic had more time to prepare for self-employment. They were often in the privileged occupation, and that allows for remote work even before the pandemic. That is important background. And typically, those are more privileged or knowledge-based in and knowledge-intensive roles. So those occupations make some difference. And over time, also more importantly, those individuals who are able to build relevant skills, establish a network, and accumulate both online and offline resources because they teleworked before the pandemic, they're able to tap resources in both offline and online. And their longer-term exposure to telework provide a stable environment to plan and explore entrepreneurial ventures more deliberately. That is the newly teleworked people do not have. On the other hand, the newly teleworked individuals, they face economic disruptions and barrier during the pandemic, which may have limited their ability to pursue self-employment. However, this explains only the newly teleworked versus always teleworked, the difference between those two groups. So interesting why those who used to telework actually have higher odds to become self-employed compared to those newly teleworked. So interestingly, individuals who used to telework but no longer telework showed an even higher likelihood of transitioning to self-employment. At first, this puzzles me, but the concept of procedural utility helped to clarify the finding. Procedural utility, in focus on procedural, so refers to the satisfaction people derived not just from the outcome, but from the process itself. So many people enjoy telework not necessarily because it always improves productivity. Literature shows both perspectives could improve or could actually lower the productivity, depends on the situation. But more of the people choose telework because it offers the autonomy, the flexibility, the sense of competence, and sense of control. Those are also the core elements a person often chooses self-employment. So those who previously teleworked and lost that telework opportunity, the flexibility they enjoy, the procedure utility they enjoy, may want to regain that procedure utility through self-employment because both telework and self-employment have the similar procedure utility. So on the other hand, in contrast, for those who newly telework individuals, they may already experience a high level of procedure utility in their current role being teleworked. That might reduce some of the motivation for those who initially want to become self-employed, but they already satisfied that certain procedure utilities through telework itself. So this reduced the need to pursue entrepreneurship as a substitute. This suggests a potential substitution effect between telework and the self-employment in terms of the satisfaction of the procedure utility. So that makes entrepreneurship somewhat less appealing potentially for those newly teleworked individuals compared to those who used to telework. So once I figured that piece out, I started thinking, okay, that makes sense. Then, so that was first of all, it's a challenge. Later on, it's a surprise. So I think that's an interesting little story to share there.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yeah, there are quite a few based on these findings. First of all, related to fostering entrepreneurship. Assuming entrepreneurship is good to our economy overall or give people more occupational choices, the telework, our finding, is that significantly facilitate this transition into knowledge-based self-employment by enhancing autonomy, competence, flexibility, as supported by self-determination theory, job demand, job resource model. By the way, in this article, I don't just focus on self-employment, I focus on knowledge-based self-employment because the knowledge-based self-employment and also excluding agriculture, that's more closer to the definition of entrepreneurship. So that's a definition used for quite a while. And so it's not just all sectors self-employment because that could skew skew the self-employment contents. So they're different type of, so I focus only on a knowledge-based self-employment. And because this study shows that telework facilitates the knowledge-based self-employment, in that case, we see that entrepreneurs, particularly older worker entrepreneurs, they could capitalize on telework to build a business with lower overhead costs, for example, the reduced commuting time. And there are several other related lower costs that's also related to another paper published in 2022 in Small Business Economics and talking about the lower cost and for the telework, lower the cost of being entrepreneur. And also because of telework, this signifies, since it helps, facilitates the knowledge-based self-employment, they also gain that because of greater control over work processes that Procedure Utility explains. So the paper highlights the consistent telework experience, particularly always teleworked individuals that has the highest likelihood to be successful in transitioning to self-employment. And this suggests that entrepreneurs should prioritize the developing strong digital literacy, and telework skills can help enhance their transition into the self-employment from work for somebody else to self-employment. So organizations could also recognize the telework as a pathway to entrepreneurial activity, especially for older employees. And because the study shows that the effect is stronger for older workers, the managers can support employees interested in entrepreneurship by providing telework opportunities that builds relevant skills. For example, they are through the digital adaptation or self-discipline. Those are related to telework, and that could help prepare them for the self-employment. And because they shared the autonomy, competence, flexibility, self-discipline perspective between the telework and self-employment. This could involve offering the flexible work arrangement as well, or training programs to prepare employees for potential self-employment transition, which may also reduce organizational turnover cost by aligning with employees' personal long-term career goals in that case. And also the important part of the findings related to the older workers, those who age at 50 and above. So the study shows that older workers have a stronger propensity for self-employment facilitated, supported by telework experience. Therefore, the older entrepreneurs could focus on leverage their expertise and digital skills to pursue knowledge-based self-employment, especially in regions with supportive ecosystems such as the tech hubs or areas with robust telework infrastructure. And therefore, offering entrepreneurial training, financial support, like low interest loans, tax incentives, and as well as digital literacy programs tailored to older entrepreneurs or older workers might help the older workers to transition to self-employment. And this study also finds the geographic context matters. So there's implication for entrepreneurs. The study noticed that those who never worked workers show the higher self-employment propensity in areas with strong government sector jobs, like Washington, D.C., in Minneapolis, and in that area. The newly teleworked workers actually thrive in technology and innovation hubs like the Bay Area, like at Atlanta. Those who used to telework are more likely to pursue self-employment in diverse economies, such as in areas in California, Arizona, Florida, and so on. And those who always teleworked workers, our study shows, exhibit strongest self-employment tendencies in regions with knowledge-based economies and the tech transfer cultures, particularly areas like the Boston, Pittsburgh area, the university hubs. So entrepreneurs should strategically choose location that aligns with their telework experience and industry focus to maximize the access to resources, telework, and opportunities. And regional policymakers and business incubators should tailor the support program to the specific telework profile and industry prevalent in their areas. For example, tech hubs technology hubs like the Bay Area could offer accelerator programs and sector-specific funding for newly teleworked individuals, while regions with knowledge-based university hubs, those might be most effective for those always teleworked individuals. Also, this could help address some of barriers to telework adoption. While telework facilitates self-employment, there's barriers such as limited digital literacy or lack of prior telework experience can hinder this transition from being a worker to being self-employment, particularly for older workers. So therefore, entrepreneurs must proactively invest in digital skills, adapt to telework tools to remain competitive. This paper therefore notes the older worker with extensive digital exposure are more likely to pursue entrepreneurship. This underscores the importance of continuous learning. And managers could address technological adaptation challenges by providing like the training in digital tools, especially for older workers. Practitioners in workforce development can create programs to enhance digital literacy, reducing barriers to telework adoption and enable smoother transition to self-employment. The paper shows the challenge like a technological proficiency as significant hurdles, suggesting that targeted interventions can bridge this gap. And the paper also touches on some job satisfaction and entrepreneurial motivation and choices between telework and self-employment. So for managers, job satisfaction from telework in salaried positions or employees can reduce the losing employees to self-employment. Therefore, manager could recognize telework and as a tool to retain older workers and prevent them from leaving the job, and therefore promoting innovative work arrangement, flexible work arrangement to foster autonomy, give them flexibility and control could help retain those valuable workers. And entrepreneurs could weigh the trade-off between procedural utility, like the autonomy, creative fulfillment offered by self-employment, as well as the security for telework-based salaried roles. So there's a trade-off in between they could weigh in. And organizations can mitigate job separation or isolation by encouraging self-employment exploration or it's a possibility in workshops like the self-employment workshops or peer support for those who are facing job separation to give them another possibility for occupational choices. Practitioner in career counseling can guide employees in assessing whether self-employment aligns with their long-term goals, particularly for those satisfied with telework arrangements. From regional policy perspective, investing in digital infrastructure like the broadband access could help reduce geographical disparities in telework as well as self-employment. And for the older entrepreneurs, can benefit from the regional specific policies like tax incentive, low interest rate, accelerator programs and to become entrepreneur. And entrepreneurs could seek out the regions with robust telework infrastructure and entrepreneur ecosystem to maximize support for their self-employment as well as entrepreneur pursuits. So those are the related implications from a practitioner perspective, from regional policymaker and business manager, as well as entrepreneurs.
Thanks a lot, Ting, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Empowering Entrepreneurs, Age, Telework, and Geographic Context in Transitioning to Knowledge-Based Self-Employment. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship.shared.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you so very much for having me.